How to Have a Good Day. Harness the Power of Behavioral Science to Transform Your Working Life by Caroline Webb. What is a good day? People often describe a good day as getting a buzz from feeling productive and from knowing that their efforts counted towards something worthwhile. The best days also tended to involve people feeling confident that they were doing a fine job and that they had the support they needed from others. Of course, whether we got to have all that agreeable stuff on a given workday is partially the result of luck. Experience has led us to a heartening conclusion. We have more room to maneuver than we generally realize. The secret lies in learning some of the science explaining how the brain works and why people behave the way they do. Less of the day seems driven by chance once we understand some of the forces that shape our choices and our emotions. And once we recognize how our thought patterns can affect everything from our perception of reality to the moods of those around us. The science essentials. We're going to highlight three important scientific themes that recur throughout the book to give you a foundation for the evidence and advice you'll find later on. 1. The two-system brain. The brain's activity is split across two complementary systems, one deliberate and controlled, and the other automatic and instinctive. The deliberate system controls the things we do consciously and carefully, and it's broadly responsible for reasoning, self-control, and forward thinking. Research suggests it's only able to actually do one thing at a time. It gets tired pretty easily, too. As for the automatic system, its magic lies in automating the majority of what we do, and its quick automatic processes remove the need for us to think consciously about everything we do. This allows us to do multiple things in parallel. 2. The discover-defend axis. When we face life-threatening experiences, we're given a visceral reminder of survival circuits that we've buried deep in the automatic system of our brain. When those circuits pick up any signal of potential danger, they work fast to defend us by launching a fight, flight, or freeze response. Our reward system, on the other hand, scans the environment for potential treats, including not only primal rewards necessary to survival, like food, but also subtle rewards, like praise and pleasure. 3. The mind-body loop. Decades of research suggest that the way we treat our body has a huge effect on the way our brain performs, thanks to the way it affects the brain's blood flow. The balance of its neurochemicals and the degree of connectivity between different brain regions, as a result, studies have found we can recap immediate intellectual and emotional dividends from investing in exercise and sleep, or even from taking a moment to breathe deeply, smile broadly, and stand a little taller. Now we can dive into the advice on creating the 7 building blocks of a good day. 1. Priorities. We consciously notice only a small selection of what's actually happening around us and filter out the rest. And because the things that get through the filters are strongly influenced by our priorities, we can, with a few minutes of mental preparations, shift the way we experience the day. This mental preparation is a process we call setting intentions. The setting intentions process. The process involves taking just a moment to look at something from 3 angles. Aim. Think about each of the most important of today's activities, the people you'll meet, and the work you'll do. What really matters most in making them a success? That's your real aim. Attitude. Notice the concerns that are dominating your thoughts or your mood. Do these concerns help you achieve your real aim? Attention. Given your real priorities, where do you want to focus your attention? 2. Productivity. While we might think we're processing tasks in parallel, our deliberate system is actually rapidly switching our attention between each activity. So how can we create an ideal day for our single-tasking brains? By batching your tasks more efficiently. By batching, we mean grouping together similar tasks. Decision fatigue. The more decisions we're asked to make, the less cognitive capacity we have available to assess alternatives and make good choices. A phenomenon known to scientists as decision fatigue. Studies have shown that people make poorer purchasing decisions when they're tired. They're also less likely to make the right ethical decisions or follow safety regulations. A University of Pennsylvania study of hospital workers found that working long hours without a break made staff less likely to follow basic hygiene rules that they knew to be important. 3. Relationships. In all empirical studies on psychological well-being, one thing emerges as a reliable foundation for happiness: the quality of our relationships. That's because our highly social brains are wired to constantly assess the state of our affinity with others and the strength of our identity within the group. But is rapport a question of chemistry? Partly. But research also points to several human factors that can quickly increase the level of warmth and trust between two people, which make all the difference to the way each day feels. They involve the quality of our intent, the level of our curiosity, and our ability to find things in common. In-group feeling. Whenever we meet people, our brains do some fast work to decide how to react. Do we recognize their face? Are they a threat? Are they like us or not? In the absence of any information, we lean towards seeing strangers as potential threats. Better safe than sorry, say our brain's survival circuits. But as soon as we get a sense that the other person is similar to us in some way, background, interests, or habits, we begin to subconsciously treat them as a potential ally. Scientists describe this as seeing someone as part of our in-group. 4. Thinking. Our efficient brains have automatic routines for dealing with everything, and our neural networks will also save effort by continuing to think along existing pathways, coming up with incremental variations on old ideas. So if what we want is new thinking, we need to help our brains get out of a rut, to stimulate lots of new connections. What can we do to give ourselves the best chance of that? Surprisingly, doing that can be as simple as framing our naughty task as a question rather than a weary statement. Research findings suggest that being asked a question leaves us feeling more in control, less defensive, and more open to new ideas. How can you apply this to tricky tasks at work? By framing the task to an open question. What's the right way to solve this, ideally? 5. Influence. The brain tends to prioritize information that matches its existing views and what's true or likely, while filtering out everything else. However, research suggests the key is to use a communication style that respects the way the brain works. A. Provide a reward. The brain's automatic spam filter tends to block information that people don't agree with, but you can get through the filter with something novel or intriguing. Qualities delight the brain's reward system. In our opening, hint at something intriguing. For example, I noticed something surprising or remarkable, startling. You can also adopt an unusual vantage point. B. Emphasize the human angle. Start with an anecdote or example that illustrates how your idea affects a real person. Tell the story of an individual who's a great example of what you're trying to say. Invite your audience to put themselves in your shoes and inspire them by painting a picture of the likely positive outcome. 6. Resilience. Barely a day goes without something unexpected happening. A deadline that moves, a decision that doesn't go your way, or a crisis unfolding out of thin air. So we'd like to add your good day repertoire by sharing some reliable science-based techniques to help you get back on track quickly when you hit a bump. A. Label it. A powerful way of quickly reducing our levels of anger and frustration is to do what behavioral scientists call effect labeling. If we can name the negative emotion we're experiencing and describe succinctly what's causing that feeling, we can reduce its hold on us. B. Ask a rewarding question. Many studies have found that it's easier to rise above unpleasant situations when we're in a positive frame of mind. But how are you supposed to stumble upon a positive frame when you're troubled by something at work? That's where rewarding questions come in. They give your brain the kind of boost we get from learning something new, feeling competent, or having a sense of purpose. 7. Energy. Drawing on what we know about the brain's reward system and the psychology of well-being, there's lots of ways to give ourselves a quick boost when we're feeling more stretched or drained than we'd like. We've picked out 7 tactics to share in this part, all of which work well in fast-paced, professional life because they're so simple and instantaneously effective. 1. Remember 3 good things. 2. Random acts of kindness. 3. Find something interesting. 4. Give yourself a quick win. 5. Make time for human connection. 6. Find the personal purpose. 7. Don't forget to smile.